Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Dalet. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom line. At the end of our previous shiur, the Gemara had begun a discussion about the concept of if Hachash or Tchilas Hazama. As we explained in our previous shiur, there are two ways of an aid, what he said could be invalidated. One is Hachasha, where part of the testimony that the aide said is untrue. He said that Reuven is the murderer, Shimon is the victim, etc., etc. And the other way is Hazama, which is what we've been speaking about primarily, that the Eidim said that they witnessed a certain event, and then other Eidim come in and say, you couldn't have possibly seen that, Imana Yisam, you were with us elsewhere. And the Gemara began a discussion, what is Hachosh? At first the Edom were contradicted, and then they were made into Edom Zomimim. Would such Edom become Edom Zomimim or not? And the Gemara said that Rava's opinion is that Hachosh Tchilas Hazama, even though Edom had Hachosh, doesn't prevent them from being able to become Edom Zomimim as well. And Rava proves his point from a braisa which spoke about two Edom saying that an owner blinded his Eved and then knocked out his tooth. And then different, and the Gemara and Rava explained that braisa speaks about a situation where first pair of Edom said that first he knocked out his tooth and then he blinded him. And if that is the situation, the halacha is that the owner, the Eved, went free when his tooth was knocked out, and then the owner pays for the eye. Then two other Edom, Rava said that it was reverse. First the eye was blinded, and then the tooth was knocked out. So then the owner would only have to pay the value of the tooth. So we have Achosha, and then this pair, which are Eidei Achosha, because they're contradicting the first pair, became Edom Zomimim, and the halacha is that they can still become Edom Zomimim. So here we see, said Rava, the Achosha Tchilas Hazama, to which the Gemara begins today, Amar Abaya Loi. That is not the case that we're referring to. As Rashi explains, if the Edom, the second pair of Edom, were Edei Chasha, because they're saying different than the first pair, they cannot become Edei Hazama. But rather what happened here was that there are only two pairs of Edom, the Pchinu Vazminu. And as Tosfos explains, first they became Edei Hazama, by Edom coming and saying, by these Edom saying, the second pair of Edom saying to the first pair of Edom, Imanu Hayisum, you were with us elsewhere on that day. But then they also add that what did happen was that the owner did harm his Eved, but he did it in the reverse order. The first he knocked out his tooth, and then he blinded him. And therefore, the owner will have to pay to the Eved the value of his eye, which, as we keep on repeating, I will speak about this more in our shiur today, that they have to pay the value of the eye, which is obviously considerably more than the value of the tooth. So, therefore, since here, explains Abaya, there was first a Hazama, and then there was a Chosha. And if that's the case, we have no raya that Achosha Tchilas Hazama. Says the Gemara, Mamai, what makes you, ask the Gemara to Abaya, explain the Braisa that way? Says Marmid the Seifa, as we will continue learning that Braisa, we'll see that the Seifa of the Braisa is the case where the second Edom not only were mazim and makish, the first Edom, were mazim, and also said that what the Edom said the order, what happened, the order is actually the reverse. So that's why, says Abaya, I'm going to explain that the Reish is also the Meipich v'Hazoma. And if that's the case, there was first Hazoma, again, as we said, and then Achosha. And since there was first Hazoma, and then Achosha, it has nothing to do with the question that we're discussing about Achosha Tchilas Hazoma or not. Says the Gemara, Diktani Sefer. So the Gemara just said that Abaya says the Sefer must be speaking about such circumstance. What does the Sefer say? Says the Gemara. The Sefer tells us, Midin is plenty, that we come and say testimony, Shepel Shein Evdoi, that he knocked out his Evid's tooth, and then Mesimus, and then he blinded him. And the Brisa says, Shrei Evid Oymekain. The Evid is satisfied with this type of a testimony, because as we just explained, by saying it in this order, the Evid's going to get the value of his eye, not just the value of his tooth. And now, the Nimtz Zoymimim, and then they turned out to become Edom Zoymimim, Mishalman de Me'ayin L'Rav. Given that the Allah is that Edom Zoymimim, the punishment for Edom Zoymimim, is V'ois Sisim Loi Kasha Zoymim Lassus Lachiv. What he wanted to do, what they wanted to do, happens to them. So now they're going to have to pay the value of the eye. So says the Gemara Hechidom, exactly what is the case of this Brisa? Either like Kamod L'Basroi B'Havlo Klal, if the second Edom aren't agreeing that the owner damaged his Evid, they're just saying to the first Edom, Imano Yisem, you were with us elsewhere, and now that's why the first Edom became Edom Zimmerman, so then they should have to pay, and they wanted that the Evid should go out free, because they said that the owner had injured the Evid in that fashion. If that's the case, the halacha ought to be that they pay the mekule evid l'rabbi shlumile. They should have to pay the entire value. And the discussion should not be, do we pay the value of the eye, the value of the tooth? The discussion should be, should pay the entire value of the evid. El pshita, how must we explain the sefer? The sefer speaking about a case, the kamur de kula bahavla. Both the first pair of Edom and the second pair of Edom agree that the owner injured his Evid in a way that the Evid goes out free. But what happened here was, the second pair of Edom that are being mazim, the first pair of Edom, number one, they say, where you were with us elsewhere, and that's why you are becoming Edom Zayimim. But they also say that the owner did injure his Evid. But it was Simas Adam as Aina Avid Vakachipla Shinai. And therefore, under both, whichever testimony we're going to accept, the Evid's going free. And therefore, since the Evid is going free no matter what, the only pay that the first Edom that became Edom Zamim will have to pay, will it be the value of the eye, or will it have to be the value of the tooth? So says Abaya, if we just finished explaining that the sefer of this brisa refers to a situation with the two Edom, and what happened was that the second pair were mazim the first pair and then reversed the testimony, we'll say that the reisha, unlike you, Rava, who says that the reisha is talking about three pairs of Edom, we'll say that the reisha is speaking about a case that there were two pairs of Edom, and also, as we just said, the second pair is being mazim the first pair and reversing the order. And not like Rava that says there were three pairs and that we have here Eidei Chosha and Eidei Hazoma, and it should be a raya that Chosha Tchilas Hazoma. Ask the Gemara, Hechidomi, according to Abaya, how will we explain, because Abaya is telling us that there are only two pairs of Edom, how will we understand the Braisa? Says the Gemara, Eidei Kam Achri, Achri Hani Besroi, if the second pair is saying, yes, they're saying that the owner injured his Evid. But if the second pair are saying that this event happened at a later date than what the first pair said, so then when the first pair are now are Edom Zimmerman, so what they're causing is that the owner should have to pay for the whole value of the Evid. So even though ultimately the owner injured the Evid, that to the degree that the Evid would go out, but that happened at a later date. And we have to look at what would have been based on the testimony of the first Edom. And based on the testimony of the first Edom, the Eved is not yet supposed to go out because it didn't happen. They're Edom Zoymimin, or Aloha considers it as if it didn't happen. So if that's the case, Kimechayiv Le'Lagavri, when they're making somebody pay for which he really doesn't have to pay, Akati Gavri La'Bar Chiyuvahu, the owner wasn't responsible to pay anything. So why, if that is the case, asked the Gemara to Abaya, would the Edom not have to pay the entire value? Says the Gemara, what we're saying is that the Edom, the second pair of Edom, are agreeing that the owner injured the first pair. But they're saying it happened, not only are they saying it happened, but they're saying it happened earlier than what the first pair of Edom said. The second pair of Edom are saying it happened before the time that the first pair of Edom said. So the Eved would have gone out free anyway. And since the Eved would have gone out free anyway, that's why the Edom Zomim don't have to pay the entire value. Says the Gemara, furthermore, as we said in our previous shiur, the halacha is that Edom don't become Edom Zomimim unless there was Hamad Badin, unless there was a Psak, and then they became Edom Zomimim. So says the Gemara, E the Amad Badin, if there was no Din Torah yet, so then Akati Demei Kuli L'Rabbi Shlumelei. So then when the Edom did what they did wrong, when they said something which was wrong, they should have to pay the whole value. Because the second Din Torah didn't yet happen. When the second pair came in, it was already after the Hamadah B'din of the first pair. The Kati Gavra Loi Mechayiv. And therefore they should have to pay Kasha Zomelasis Lachav an entire value. Ella, how must we explain the Braisa? Damad B'din. What happened was that there was already Din Torah on the fact that the owner injured his Eved. And the Bezdin said that the owner has to free his Eved and pay the value of whichever was the second organ that was damaged. And now, at this point, and this is going to become a big part of our sugya, the owner has no way of getting out of paying this knas. Because once Bezdin paskined, there's no longer a concept of moed of a knas. But what happened was, the owner and the Eved, the owner ran away with the Eved, and the Eved took the owner to a different Bezdin to fulfill what the first Bezdin had decided. That the first Bezdin had decided that he should be freed and pay to the Eved the value of his eyes. And he brought Edom. The Eved was able to bring Edom, that indeed that's what happened in Bezdin, on a certain Bezdin, certain day, a certain place. Then a second pair of Edom came. That's the second pair that's referred to in the Braisa. That says, how could you possibly testify that on that day you were in Bezdin and you heard how Bezdin said that this is what the owner owes to his Eved? That day, you were with us elsewhere. But this pair of Edom did say that on another day, before these Edom came, Bezdin paskined that he goes out free, and he has, because of the eye that was knocked out, and he's deserving the value of the tooth. Because they're saying, first the owner blinded him, and only afterwards did they knock out his tooth. So now, the Edom Zomimim, the Edom that became Edom Zomimim, don't have to pay the entire value of the Eved, because there's already a Psak in Bezdin being testified by Edom who would believe that he is going out free. Only thing, and therefore what the owner brought him and still holding him is illegal. And the only thing that they wanted to cause was that they wanted to cause that the owner should only have to pay for the tooth when he really has to pay for the eye. And that's the case with the two pairs, and why they can be considered Edom Zomimim. And even though there was a Hamad Badin, but they shouldn't have to pay more than the value of the eye. Amale Rav Achabrei de Rav Ikkel Rav Ashi. The Yuka de Rava. What pushed Rava, as we learned at the end of our yesterday's shiur, to say that Hachoshet Chilas Azama Meheicha? What part of the Braisa pushed Rava into this opinion? Ilema Reisha, like Rava explained the Reisha in our previous shiur, that Rava explained that the Reisha speaks about a case where there were three pairs of Edom. First pair says tooth and then eye. Second pair says eye and then tooth. And then the second pair became Edom Zomimim. And the halacha is that the Braisa said that all the second pair will have to pay is for the eye. So we see that there was a Chosha and Hazama. Says the Gemara, if that was Rava's proof, Reisha Mikachashi Mitzioi, in the second case, is this really a Chosha? Kivin Delay Mitzi. Let's say there would have never been in this case Edei Hazama. We would have only had these two pairs. What would have been Alocha? Sadusa Kavasai Kakaimi. We would have accepted their testimony. The Dina Kavasai Paskinan. When we don't have a clarity, as we're saying, that two pairs of Edom that are contradicting each other. When we have these two pairs of Edom that are contradicting each other, and based on their contradictory testimony, one pair says that you have to pay the value of the eye, and one pair says you have to pay the value of the tooth. Included in the value of the eye is certainly the value of the tooth. The Yesh Bechlam Masayim Mona, the eye is obviously much more valuable than the tooth. Hilkach, so the when we speak about a chosha, when we speak about the Edom being contradicted, kamoi hu de meschashi, mitzoy le meschashi mida. Again, to repeat and review, what are we saying? That the first pair said it was the tooth and then the eye, and then the second pair say that it was the eye and then the tooth. So what they're saying, if there was just a chosha, which are the Edom that are being contradicted? It's not the first pair that's being contradicted. It's actually the second pair that's being contradicted. It's not the second pair that's being contradicted because the owner is certainly paying the value of the tooth. He may also end up paying the value of the eye. So since what they're saying is certainly going to happen because they say that he's going to have to pay the value of the tooth, and that is certainly happening. The only question is, are they also going to end up paying the value of the eye? So there is no hachosha. Hachosha means that the testimony is not going to be accepted because there's a contradictory pair to that testimony. Here, their testimony is being accepted because the owner is for certain paying the value of the tooth. And if that's the case, there's no hachosha. If there's no hachosha, so then the discussion that we're having of hachosha being tchilas hazama or not is not really part of the conversation because, as we just said, there was no hachosha. So how could Rava, ask the Gemara, say that this is a proof that hachosha tchilas hazama if we just finished explaining that this is really not a case of hachosha? Amalei, so Rav Ashi says to Rav Acha, the way Rava explained, Rava, the Midereish B'Shalosh Kitas, if the Rava says the first case of the Braisa is speaking about a case of three pairs of Edom, Seifa Nami, I'm going to say that Seifa also B'Shalosh. V'dayik Miseifa. And the way Rava was able to prove that Achosha Tchilas Azoma is going to be not from the first case of the Braisa, but rather from the second case of the Braisa. Which means, Kigoyin Dosupe Treva Amri, two Edom came and said, first was the tooth and then the eye. Umafkina ledina pumayu, and Bezdin paskin based on this testimony. And therefore, the owner has to free the Eved, and not only must he free the Eved, he also has to pay him the value of the eye. Now, Vosabay Triachrina v'amri, two other Edom come and say, Simas enay v'pulashinay, that the order was reversed. First the eye, and then the tooth. So what's happening? The Chamash Leilahani Kamoi. So the second pair are being makish the first pair. The first pair are become mukhish. Why does the first pair become mukhish? Because they wanted that the owner should have to pay the value of the eye, but based on the testimony of the second Adam, they're only going to have to pay the value of the tooth. And then the first pair, on top of becoming Eda Chasha, also became Adam Zomimim. But Nimtzu Zomimim combined. Then the first pair became Adam Zomimim. Then they pay Mishalma Demei Evan Ayin Larav. They're going to have to pay what they wanted the owner to lose, the value of the eye. But says the Gemara, says Rava, why would they have to pay? Why would we administer the punishment of a sisim like hashazom alasas lachiv? They already became eder chasha el shmami no. From here says Rava, we see that a chasha tchilas hazomihi. So that's a fantastic raya. Why does Rabbi say that we have to explain it? How does Abaye defend himself? Abaye Amalach, that there's no reason to say that the Sefer is speaking about three pairs, even though the ratio we explain with three pairs. And says Abaye, Bishlam Ereish Lo Sagad Lo Shalosh Kitas, there's no way of explaining the ratio unless we have three pairs. Shrek Tani, because as we indicated in the previous year, there's an interesting statement in the ratio. Harav Oymakein, the owner is satisfied with this edus. How must that be? Because according to the first pair, the owner had to pay the eye, and therefore the second pair, he says that he only has to pay the value of the tooth, which is something that the owner is satisfied to hear. Ella say for lamli shlosh kitas. Why do we have to say that the second case of the Mishnah speaks about three pairs? Because you're saying because the Eved is satisfied with the testimony that the eye came second, says the Gemara, that isn't necessarily true. Eved koldahu. Eved is satisfied with anything. Even if he's not going to get the value of his eye, but as long as Meimer Omer, as Meimer Omer the Nechale, he's satisfied with the fact that the Nefik Lecheris, that he is going to go out free. And he's not focused on the eye, on the tooth. So that's why Abaye could explain that even though the Sefer is talking about three pairs, it doesn't mean the Reish is talking about three pairs, the Sefer doesn't have to be talking about three pairs. And since Rava's entire raya that a chasha tchilas hazama is based on explaining the Sefer having three pairs, and now we're saying it doesn't mean that, so now Rava Abaye says we have no raya that Hachosha Tchilas Hazoma. Maskler Abzeira. So the Gemara focuses that we've been learning in our shir over and over that if an owner injured his Eved with two organs, for the first organ the Eved goes out free, and for the second organ the owner pays. Maskler Abzeira, Ema, but maybe we should say Simas Ena, if he blinded him, Napuk, the Eved Napuk Beine goes out free. Hippel Shenoi, Nepik B'Shenoi, if he knocked out his tooth, the Eved goes out for that reason. But in the case of Sima Enoi, the Hippel Shenoi, when both events occurred, that both the eye was knocked out and the tooth was knocked out, who says that the owner has to pay? Maybe all that the owner will have to do is Nepik B'Shenoi, is that the Eved goes out, but nothing more. Amr Abaye, to which Abaye says, Alecha Amakra, when the Torah speaks about the halacha of the Eved going out because his owner injured the organ, the Torah says, Tachas Enoi. Just for the eye itself does the Eved go out. V'loi Tachas Enoi v'shinoi. Or the Torah says, Tachas Shinoi. V'loi Tachas Shinoi v'enoi. So there is no basis to say that if the owner injured two organs, the Eved will go out for both of them and there will be no payment. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ida Baravin, he wants to perhaps try to bring a raya from our Mishnah that Achoshet Chilas Azama. Amar Rav Ida Baravin, Afanana Mitanina, we could learn from our Mishnah that Achoshet Chilas Azama. The Mishnah spoke about a case where Ganav Pishnayim, there were two Edom to the Geneva, the Tavachamach Apiyam, and they were also Edom to the Tficha or the Mechira. The Nimtz Zomimim, and they turn out that they're Eidim Zayimim. So the Mishnah taught us, B'shamas HaKol, they wanted to deprive the supposed, the alleged, Ganef of Dal V'Hei, V'asisim Loi Kashazam Lassus Lachiv, they will have to pay it. My laugh, isn't the case of the Mishnah, suggests the Gemara. V'idu al Geneva. On Sunday they said there was a Geneva. V'chazru V'idu al Tficha. On Monday they said there was a Tficha. Then V'huzma al Geneva. On Tuesday there was a Hazama on the Geneva aspect. V'chazru V'huzma al Tficha. And then on Wednesday there was a Hazama on the Tficha. Continues Rav Adi Baravin. V'kiven Shuzma al Geneva. Once there was a Hazama on Tuesday, L'gabe Tficha havelu M'chashim. So obviously, there's a chosha on the tficha, because they can't have a tficha if there was no geneva. And yet, the Mishnah said, that if there was a hazama on Wednesday on the tficha, they're considered full-fledged Eidim Zomimim, and they have to pay Dalad V'hei. V'sakadata chosha lav tchilas hazama, and there was already a chosha on Tuesday on the tficha element. Because there's an automatic hachosha on the tficha part, because the can't be tficha if there wasn't a geneva, so tficha may mishalmim if hachosha is not tchilas hazama el alav. From here says Rava, we have a raya. Ravi Divarovin saying a raya that even though there was hachosha tchilas hazama. Amri, to which the Gemara says our Mishnah is not a raya because hachamai skinen. How are we going to explain our Mishnah? Kigon shehuzma al tficha tchila. There was first a hazama on the tficha before there was a hazama on the geneva. So since the hazama on the tficha was first, that doesn't mean there's a chosha on the geneva, because just because there wasn't a tficha doesn't mean that there wasn't a geneva. Says the Gemara. Now we have a machloik of a plukta. This machloikis of Abai and Rava of Achosha Tchilas Hazama or not, says the Gemara, as plukta is also machloikis of other Amaroim. Eidim Shehukhashu teaches us the Gemara case where there was Achosha, Ulav Psyphazmu, and then those Eidim were Muslim. So says the Gemara, we have a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbeloza, Hanamana Rogim, that means if some two Edom came in and said Reuven killed Shimon, and then two other Edom come in and say that Reuven didn't kill Shimon, and number two, you can't be saying Edis on this, so it's a Chosh and then a Zama. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Loza Charama and Narogim, that they are considered Edei Zomimim, and therefore, since they wanted to cause that the person they were accusing of murder should be killed, they shall be killed. The Charama ain't Narogim. And of course, all the Rishonim point out that before the Achosha took place, and certainly before the Azama took place, there was already a Gemar Din. Because if there was no Gemar Din, then there's no halacha of a Sisim like Hashazam Lassus Lachav. So even though the Gemara was not able to identify who holds what, suggests the Gemara to Stayim the Rabbalazah Hudama in Arogim. That who is the pandama that says that they're not killed? That's Rabbi Loza, because Rabbi Loza is going to bring the pandama that holds Hachosha lav tchilas hazama. And if they were Eidei Hachosha, they can no longer be Eidim Zomimim. Where do we see this from, says the Gemara? Dama Rabbi Loza, Eidim Shechuch B'Nefesh. The Eidim said that a certain person, there was a murder, and there was a Hachosha on that. The Loch is Loikin. They're going to get Malkus for the lav of Loisana Bereacha Eid Shukr. And even though, points out Rashi, based on the Gemara Masechta Makis, that Beis on a Beis, that for lav she'en v'maisa, for lav that doesn't involve an act, you don't get Malkus. And here there's no act. All they did was just speak, say something which is not true. The Gemara there teaches us that this is an exception to the rule, and for this you'll get Malkus. Now points out the Gemara. Risakadat Rabbalazud Omar. Narogin, Amai Lykin, if Rabbalazud says that they have the potential of getting killed, if they become Eidim Zomimim, so how could they get Malkus? Because any lav that you could ultimately get killed for having violated that lav is a lav shenitin lasaros misis bezdin. And the halacha is the kol lav shenitin lasaros misis bezdin. Any lav that could ultimately lead to the person getting killed, that's a lav that ain't like a lav. El lav shmamin Rabbi Elazar who the oimer ain't narogim. And since they can't get possibly killed, so that's why they get malchus. Why can't they be possibly get killed? Because there was achasha, and once there's achasha, Rabbi Elazar holds that there's no hazama. So we see the Rabbi Elazar is the mandama that holds that if there's achasha, there can't be hazama. But ask the Gemara, we're saying they're getting malchus. Why? Because they say we're saying what they said is untrue, and they're not going to get killed because there's a chosha, so it can never lead to hazama, but they could get malchus for lying. But why are we certain that they're lying? There's a dispute. There are two different pairs of edim that disagreeing. So why is this not just a situation of trey? One pair of edim versus the other pair of edim, and you can't give malchus. Because who says we can't know which one is saying the truth and which one is not? Says the Gemara, because my chaz is the Samcha Sahani. Why are we more relying on this pair? Smach Sahani, rely on the other pair. Amar Abaya, here they get malchus for lying because we know for certain that they lie, because Baba Horeg Baraglav, the person that they claim was murdered shows up. That people they claim that this was the victim. He doesn't, you're not chayiv. Says Rabbi Chanan, why if the victim shows up, why would they be considered Eide Zoymimim? What makes them Eidim Zoymimim? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Chanan, that's the din of Eidim Zoymimim, that even though what they're saying is obviously untrue, but since they're Eidim Zoymimim, then that's where the Chayiv. So now there's an interesting Machloikus Achroinim. Here we're saying that since Bar Horeg Baraglav, the person that they said was killed, showed up, so there's no question that they lied, and therefore they're going to get Malchus for having lied. The question that the Achroinim debate, do they have to have a Asra to get the Malchus? Normally we know what Halacha is that Malchus is not administered unless there was a Asra. Will they get Malchus for lying without the Asra, or will they have to have a bit of Asra that if you lie, you get Malchus, and otherwise they won't get the Malchus? Says the Mishnah, Ganav al Pishnayim, there are two Edim that say that he stole the animal, but there's only an Eid Echad to say that he did Tficho Mechira. Or he admitted by himself that he did the Tficha Mechira. So we have here a case of Moed B'Knas. And therefore, Allah is Mesham Tashlumei Kefil. He'll have to pay the Kefil for the Geneva. Then Mesham Tashlumei above a Chamisha, but he doesn't pay above a Chamisha because there are no two Edim, or it was his own admission. And wherever you have your own admission, there is no Chiyav Knas. Says the Mishnah, Ganav Tavak B'Shabbos. If the Geneva and the Tficha took place on Shabbos, and therefore he's Chayiv Misa for the Shechita on Shabbos, and since he's Chayiv Misa for the Tficha on Shabbos, as we've been saying so many times, we apply the concept of Kimleb de Rabbimne, or Ganav Tavak Lavoida Zara, or Ganav Mishal Aviv. Let's say he stole his father's animal, or Mace Aviv, and then his father passed away, and only after his father's passing, Akach Tavach Umachar. So the entire slaughter was not done by Isser, because he has a share in this animal as a Yoyrish of his father. Or Ganav Higdish, he stole an animal and he was Magdishit, and after the owners were Miyash, so we have a Yish Vishin Rishus, and only after that Tavach Umachar. In all these cases, Mishal Tashlumei Kefil, Vein Mishalim Tashlumei Above Chamisha. But he does have to pay Kefil, because since at the time of the Geneva, he wasn't Mechal Shabbos, he stole the animal during the week, the Tficha took place in Shabbos, or he stole it in a way that doesn't involve Chil Shabbos. So that's why he's chayiv for the kefil, but he's not going to be chayiv for the dalet vehei. So the Achroinim ask a question. We just said that if the tficha took place on Shabbos, we're going to apply the concept of kimleib deramine, and since he's chayiv misa for the shechita, he can't be chayiv dalet vehei. So as we've often discussed, we only apply the concept of kimleib deramine when both punishments came at the same time. But in this case, the shechita, the chil Shabbos came as soon as he made the incision in the animal. But the chiyuv adal v'hei comes only when the shechita was completed, as we learned on that ayin beis or mebeis. So how can we apply over here the concept of kimleib b'derabbanei? So the drisha explains, since it was one act of cutting, so then even though we could sort of separate that act, saying the beginning and the end, it's really one act, and that one act cannot be divided into two. The Rebbe Akiva Eiger says a different teretz. Rebbe Eiger says that, yes, the beginning incision makes you be Mechal Shabbos, but that doesn't mean that the end is also not a Chil Shabbos. The end is also, every act, every cutting is an act of Chil Shabbos. So yes, at the beginning you were Mechal Shabbos, and you weren't Chayv Dal Vehei. But when you complete severing the animal's neck, cutting the animal's neck, you still have been Mechal Shabbos, and that's when the Dal Vehei kick in. And therefore, you're going to be Chayiv. Therefore, we're going to be able to say Dalet Vehei. The Rambam, when he speaks about this halacha, says, what would be the halacha if a ganif didn't stole the animal, but he wasn't the one that slaughtered the animal on Shabbos? So, says the Rambam, that if he didn't explicitly instruct the shliach to slaughter the animal on Shabbos, rather, he gave the shliach instruction to shech the animal, but he didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and the shliach chose to do it on Shabbos, says the Rambam, then the ganef will be chayiv dal vehei. So says the Mishnah Melech, it seems that if the ganef expressly told the shliach to shech the animal on Shabbos, then he will not be chayiv for dal vehei. But why? So explain, ein shlich l'dvar aveira. So that's not my act. So explains that flaw. That ein shlich l'dvar aveira teaches us that halachically one cannot appoint a shliach to do an isra on my behalf. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Mishamim, and therefore when the shliach did an aveira, it's his aveira, it's not the mishaleich's aveira. But even though that's the halacha, it's not the mishaleich's aveira, but since he told him to do this shechita on Shabbos, is that shechita is done because of the ganef. And even though it's not his aveira, it's his shechita, and therefore he won't be chayiv dal vehei in such a situation. Rav Shimon Omer kachem shechayiv b'chayusam. Rav Shimon disagrees. We said Rav Shimon spoke, the Mishnah just spoke about if the animal was hegdish. Says the Gemara, it depends what type of hegdish. As we know, there are two ways that somebody could accept upon himself to bring a carbon. Someone could say, harei zu. He could designate an animal and say, this animal should be a carbon. And therefore, if something happens to the animal, he has no responsibility to replace it. We could say, harei alai. So he says, if the kachim are the type of kabonis that the person that has to replace it, even though it's kachim, then you b'sham tishlumei b'chamisha. And that's why if the person who donated this carbon said a rei alai, it would have to pay dalet vehei. If it's kachim that are enechai b'chuyusam, because he was magdashit by saying harei zu, then daloch is that you don't have to pay, partly you don't have to pay the dalet, then daloch would be that you don't have to pay the dalet vehei. Says the Gemara, if there was only one aid that he did tficha mechira, that he doesn't pay dal vehei. Asma pshit, of course not. You're never chayv to pay anything if there's only one aid. Amri hakam ashmon, al pi atzmai dumi al pi eid achad. If somebody admitted ma'id b'knas is like when there was one aid. What does that mean? Ma al pi eid achad, if there was only one aid. Ki ase eid achad. Now another aid came. Mitztarev b'hadai u'mechayiv. So the Gemara is saying there is no statute of limitation. And even if one aid came, and then the other aid only came at a later date, we can combine the two aidim. The Rishonim do point out that means we have to bring back the first aid to testify. Because if we don't bring back the first aid to testify, both aidim have to testify at the same time. But they could combine. So when a person was Maida, he asked aidim mechayiv. If he was Maida, and we're going to say Maida b'knas was potter, but if aidim later on come, he won't have the exclusion of Moed B'Knas. Says the Gemara, Lefukim et Rafuna Marav. This is contrary to what Rafuna Marav taught us. Damar Rafuna Marav, Moed B'Knas V'Akkach Bo Edim is Potter. From here we see the Moed B'Knas V'Akkach Bo Edim is Chayiv. It says the Gemara, Gufam Rafuna Marav, Moed B'Knas V'Akkach Bo Edim, Potter. Eisrei Rav Chizdal Rafuna. How can we say so? Maisver Gamaliel Shesimas Ein Tevi Avdoi. Rav Gamaliel had an Eved, his name, Eved Kanani, whose name was Tevi. And as the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, says that Tevi was apparently a very special person. The Gemara says that when Tevi passed away, Rav Gamaliel accepted Tanchumim on him. And they asked him, Lamadnu Rabbeinu, haven't you told us that Ein Mekam Tanchumim Al Avodim? So we don't accept Tanchumim when Eved passes away. So he says, Tevi Avdi, Ein Tevi Avdi Kisheir Kol Avodim, Kosher Hoya. He was a great person. The Gemara in different places says that he put on tefillin. The other places says he was worthy of having smicha. So he was very Sameich Simcha Gadol. He was very happy because he could have never freed his Eved. Because the Torah Kedoshah teaches us there's a halacha of l'oilam b'hem tavoidu. We can't free avodim. But now, his eved got out because he accidentally blinded him. Matzal Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua, Gamliel meets Rabbi Shua, Amalei, Yat Yidei Shetevi Evdei Yetzel Chayris. And Gamliel informed Rabbi Shua, Tevi my Eved Kanani is going out free. Amalei, Lama, why? So he says, Shemisiyas Einai, because I blinded him. He doesn't go out free. There are no Edom. So you are a Moed B'Knas. And a Moed B'Knas is Potter. Says the Gemara. It seems from here that if there were Edom, even if they weren't there at the time that he said the testimony, he would be Chayiv. He would be chayiv to free him. V'shemina menah. From here we see that Moed B'Knas V'akach Bo Edim chayiv. But Rav Huna says that Moed B'Knas V'akach Bo Edim is potter. Amrei Shani Rav Gamliel D'loy B'Fnei Bezdin Oidi. Since Rav Gamliel's Moed B'Knas was not in front of Bezdin, he only said it in front of Rav Yeshua, and the halacha of Moed B'Knas is only applicable where it happens in front of Bezdin. But it happens outside of Bezdin, then the halacha is that we don't say Moed B'Knas. But ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua Ab Bezdin have. Rabbi Yeshua is the Ab Bezdin. So how can we say that Rabbi Gamliel's admission was not in front of Bezdin when he admitted to Bezdin? Says the Gemara, Shleimi Bezdin Havakoi. At that moment, he wasn't in Bezdin. And as the Rishonim all explain, in order for it to be considered a Moed B'Knas, we have to have Daido be in a Bezdin with three Dayonim. Any other Haido is not considered a Haido B'Knas, says the Gemara. Amrloi, Vatanya, asked the Gemara, the Braisa says that, we explained the Braisa, that this Braisa is following the opinion of Moed B'Knas, V'Akkach B'Eidim Potter. But asked the Gemara, Vatanya, Amrloi, that Rishua said to Gamliel, Ein Dvarach HaKlom, Shekva Hadisa, and therefore, Moed B'Knas is Potter. Shekva Adisa means that once you admit, you'll always be potter. My love, so isn't this indication that there's a machloikus tanoim, machloikus abrisis, if somebody was moed b'knas and then Adam came, what will be the halacha? Says the, and hi Tana, the first brisis holds, dama kva ein lecha Adam, that only because you don't have Adam. Ha sover, it's mashma, the moed b'knas v'akach bo Adam, it's chayiv. The hi Tana, dama, and the second brisis says, shekvar disa, is of the opinion that moed b'knas v'akach bo Adam, is potter. Says the Gemara Loi. The Kul Alma, everybody agrees the Moed B'Knas Rakach B'Edom is Potter. B'Hakam Mefligi, what is the Machloikis? Hai Tana, the first Tana holds Domek Shvar Ein Lecha Edom Sover Chutz LeBezdin Hava, that this story happened outside of Bezdin. And since it happened outside of Bezdin, it's not considered a valid admission. V'Hach Tana says Domek Shvar Adisa Sover B'Bezdin Hava, that the story took place on Bezdin. So everybody agrees the Moed B'Knas V'Achkach B'Edom Potter. The question is, was there here a Moed B'Knas because it took place outside of Bezdin? Did it take place? Did the Aydah take place outside of Bezdin, or did it not take place outside of Bezdin?